Welcome to the Warmaster Podcast, episode 63 with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners. And today's title of today's episode is Orksies is the best! Revolution edition.
That's true. That's true. Although, in the 63 episodes we've played...
Yes.
I reckon maybe a tenth of them have been Orks of six games.
Yes.
They still haven't won a game.
No.
And I'll let you into a secret. They don't win one today.
You sounded like a human.
I think it's because you don't get into the role enough. Your wires aren't wire enough.
All right, okay.
You'll get off!
Yeah.
You don't put enough big... Because, yeah, real orc players are like big man mountains at the top of their voice.
Yep.
You're too much of an empire man.
Too much, exactly. I'm too cold and calculating. I'm too aloof. Right, so we have... done a YouTube battle report, our third one, and we would have recorded it at Barry's new sort of pseudo venue and studio,
supposedly,
but sadly that wasn't to be.
That's it. Yeah, it's not panning out exactly as I imagined. I feel a bit like Theresa May. It wasn't supposed to be like this.
I was meant to have a landslide, and I didn't. So this lovely place that which would have been, we could have got a better camera angle on the table, is currently having a washing machine put in it.
Yeah, but it's all right. Still, I've still got an 8x4 table in it.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Lots of lighting and stuff.
Tons of space.
So I may be able to do some evening gaming down there. Because otherwise I just sit and watch telly anyway. Yeah. So if anybody wants to come and play me, doesn't have to be Warmaster.
Me, we've got plenty of other things to do as well.
We do. So today we played Fully Painted. It was lovely.
Yes, had to be.
It was lovely.
Yeah, and you show, so obviously, please watch the battle report.
But we'll talk through the list.
We'll talk through the list.
And the game and stuff. Because not everybody has 2 hours to watch a battle report.
No, that's quite true. Yeah, that's quite true. So,
right, so should we start with the weekend?
Weekend Wargaming, yeah.
Weekend Paul's Land.
So, I'm back to work fully and, like, you know, doing...
How's that?
It's good. I wanted to go back to work.
With a new computer system?
Yeah, I'm finding my way slowly and surely through this. Basically, I won't go back to work. We had a new computer system, not because of this IT crash, but just coincidentally.
Anyway, is it on Windows Me now or Windows 95?
It can't be as old as the old system we were using. So, I'm now back, you know, at work, which is great because I wanted to get back to it. And I've also done my miners training, which is nicer work. It was the last place for me to do miners streaming. Was the last place for me to work in my A&E. Now I've, you know, done the training. You know, I've done the shadow day yesterday, so that means that I can work there, and that's great. It means I'll get to be able to book X-rays in the future. Do meds.
Yeah. So like, you're the god. You're the one that they say to, I'm ill, and you get to decide how ill you are.
Yeah. Yeah. When they walk in.
Go sit there for 6 hours.
Yeah.
Go in the operating room, please.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Everyone who comes to the A&E gets then seen by a triage nurse, and now that can be me.
Excellent.
You know, like, not just ambulances.
More money? No, more money.
No, just more stress and responsibility.
But, a dream.
But basically, it's interesting. And so yesterday, for 12 hours, I listened to all the weird and wonderful things that people come into walk into an A&E with.
Okay.
And I'm looking for the serious thing, and I did not find anything serious, but I did find a lot of weird and wonderful
stuff. In the whole day, nothing?
I found nothing that was serious. Yeah, and nothing that was going to keep anybody in a hospital for.
Okay.
And there were a couple of people. I struggled to even find out why they were there. They were so bad at communicating that they couldn't even tell me what was wrong with them.
Were they? Like,
No, you don't get very young. It's just like in terms of just crazy. Just like, you know, just try. Literally, I'm saying to someone, why are you here? Simple words, please.
Yeah,
you are here because... like, off tangent. Clearly mental health issues, but, like, you can't even get them to express... Anyway, never mind.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Any wargaming?
Oh, yeah, quite a bit. Yeah, like, I have... Now, this is quite... You'll laugh at this.
Oh.
Since we last... So I played Jim, and we talked about Jim's game, didn't we, last time?
Yeah, so we got to spin a week.
I have played. I played Mark Pocock at Marvel versus DC. Marvel, the miniatures game. I used Guardians against some DC stuff, and I ended up winning a scenario, which was
fun. I am Groot.
Yeah. Got to use him. It was quite fun.
I used him this week.
Yeah, it's quite a laugh. But then I played him at a 30K game. Oh dear.
Has he broken it already?
Well, so Mark, who's a competitive 40K player. right?
He played Tiddlywinks competitive, that boy.
Yeah, so he's going to be good at what he does. And I don't play 30k very much. And so he asked, and he took what he said was a fluffy list.
One man's fluff.
I put down like an all Terminator list. I just wanted to see what it could do.
Did he have many plasma weapons then?
Well, it doesn't do a lot, does it? You know, so it basically, I learned some things out of that game about the system. But so Mark's list involved the minimum core he had to have, as you expect.
The old min-max.
Like Marines in Rhinos with no upgrades, and being Alpha Legion, they're allowed to outflank. So actually, they spend a lot of the game off the table. So he's going to fight me with just this collection of dreads, just like dreadnoughts. All
dreadnoughts?
Not all but like he had four dreadnoughts, some huge vehicle at the back, single characters, you know, like.
So like a massive armor skew.
Just like basically not a kind of Space Marine, like 30k list you'd expect to see. Like dreadnoughts are rare, and he's like, he's just filled his army with them, and you want to play against like squads, not like single killer guys. Yeah,
so I can't argue. I feel two of the seven steam tanks in this list.
Anyway, and my Terminator list, which I just wanted to see what it did, is not good. Basically, unless your infantry are mounted in transports, it's not. And certainly if they have melee weapons, it's not a good idea. Because like, I had like a unit of close combat Terminators, and there was no point, because they're never going to
get
into combat. Even with Terminator armor's good, but it's not good enough to have them live in this game system.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll die. You know, because you can just roll enough dice at them that they'll fall over anyway. So, yeah, basically, it was a whitewash, and I was shot off the table in two turns. He did steal the initiative. He did steal the initiative. Grab that white dwarf.
Two turns.
Yeah, exactly. And it was just.
Did you go first or second?
No. I was gonna go first, but he rolled the six and
won.
So
he had one turn.
I had a bit of a second turn, and then I just, yeah, that was it. Yeah. Wow. Him first, second, and that was it. I was gone. I was really gone by turn one. He just fired and shot me off the table. So I was like, okay, so, yeah, I was like, scenery any good? Like, now, I admit my list was not good, and his probably could have even been better, but it was horrible. And anyway, that was really bad. But then, later in the week, I played Luke, and a smaller game of 30k, not 1500. And it was great.
Luke's more small fluff.
Oh my god! So I took a more sense, as in more standard, like get everyone in a rhino kind of list, word bearers.
Get to the chopper list.
And he took a Imperial Fist, get everyone in a rhino list. So we had pretty similar lists, but it was great. It was like we both enjoyed it. Like 1500 points, I think, is really the maximum I want to play this game at, because 30k, because that just inherently limits anything.
Because
ridiculous.
Of your 25% elite.
Exactly, you have to have some troop choices, and that for the most part, that's going to be Marines and Rhinos, though there are other troop choices. And it was just a lot more fun, basically. I enjoyed that game. Like, I didn't enjoy the game against Mark, but I enjoyed the one against Luke. Yeah.
Wargaming is the thing that people have lots of different reasons they play. And some people just can never play in anything but 10. Level 10, that's it.
Yeah.
Turn it up, max. Like, I often laugh at Sherwin that there's only one mode. It's like, kill
destroy
you and all your family.
Yeah.
Watch you, the power lamentations bomb, of your women.
Powerbomb you through the Spanish announce table. Like, that's my opening move. Like, boom!
It's like, whenever I played him at Guild Ball, I'd be gone turn two. Yeah, it's like, the game's gone, man, I'm dead.
Yeah.
So I'm not to rag on Sherwin. We love you, Sherwin.
Yeah, of course we love you, Sherwin. Yeah, anyway, so that was like, so it was a complete flip of a coin. It was just like, I really hated that one, and then I really liked that one. And I was like, I'll happily play that kind of 30k again. You know, and because I like painting the models, because I do like to, I can't focus on painting one thing all the time. And I am, at the moment, I'm finishing off my Skaven. They're almost done. The extra units I picked up. But as I say, I enjoy following colour codes there. Like, it's on the back of their book that you've got there, Barry. Like, loads of colour codes in there. I just enjoy
painting.
Painted
my numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not blue.
And, of course, that's what I've been up to this week. And then, obviously, we recorded this. So, what about you, Barry?
Okay, right. Well, it's been a reasonably busy week for me. I haven't made the club on a Wednesday night for a while. And I'm going to be honest. I'm going to put it on record. It's because there isn't a great deal of activity on the forum, and I don't do Facebook groups anymore.
Well, we had a committee meeting about that recently, and that is a problem, is people aren't really using the forum. They organise their games.
It's fair dinkum.
They organise their games in other ways.
You want to try and dodge those bullets.
So we're just debating over what the forum should and could be, you know, like, and what and how we should move forward, basically.
I'm as guilty as anybody. I don't post up. I just, because if you post up, say I'll play this, and you somebody says, oh, I'll play you, then where do you go from that? Say, sorry, mate.
Yeah, not you.
So you kind of wait for other people to post up and then jump on them. But anyway, so I've missed about 4 weeks on the bounce now.
Have you? I mean, I missed last week, and I'm going to miss next week as well because of work shifts. But I am playing. My next one is at the end of this month, and I'm playing Rid at NetEpic.
Yeah, I think the same night at the end of this month, I'm playing Phil at Warmaster, I think.
Because that'll be the night before, the date before the event.
I mean, I'm happy to play most things. Mm-hmm. But as you'll find when you get older in life, if you're a young listener, it's not what game you play, it's who you play against.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter what it is. I'll play Monopoly, I'll play whatever. As long as you're having fun with the person you're playing with.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's like, and so there are some people that can only play competitively, and thus you need to play that kind of game for them. You need to play, you know, something like War Machine, like Guild Ball.
Solid game that can take any kind of cheese you throw at it. Yeah, good. And I'm as guilty as cheese as the rest of them, but I try to power it down sometimes. So, what have I been doing? Magic the Gathering on Monday. Mm-hmm. There are several ways of playing Magic. The most common way is called Standard, which is like the last 2 years set, and you play like in a constructed format, so you build your own deck, but it moves really quickly, and they've done shit tons of bannings recently.
Oh, okay.
And unfortunately, my deck is now garbage because zombie tribal decks are really popular, and the things that defeat zombie tribal decks hammer my deck, so my deck isn't particularly good or particularly popular, but it's been swept away in the metagame change.
Oh, okay.
So now from a deck that was winning, like, most games, now I can't buy a fucking win.
Really?
And it's turned up and go like 0-3, 0-3, 0-3.
Really? Oh, wow.
But that's just part of Magic. If you don't enjoy...
You've got to be able to change, haven't you?
And you've got to be willing to invest. Yeah. And I'm not, so I'll just carry on losing.
Yeah.
I don't mind. So, I do spend a lot of money on Modern, but not Standard. Mm-hmm. Right, Tanks. Have you seen this game? Battlefront game, Tanks?
They're little quicker game version. Yeah, because they showed it once at Salute, didn't they?
Right, so... my boy James, he's going to Normandy soon, and he's getting into the World War II.
Okay,
I'm trying not to glamorise it in any way.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, oh, well, we'll get this little box game of tanks, which is basically X-Wing tanks.
That's exactly, they copied the same to us. So, yeah.
The movement's a bit more simpler.
Because they're tanks.
But you've got upgrade cars, you've got all these different tanks, and you've got nice bits of scenery, like 2D scenery, and you get three tanks. So I thought, oh, I'll build this for him. It was only like 15
Two Shermans quid. Against a Stug?
I think it's a Panther.
Panther, yeah, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Jesus Christ, these kits are complicated. Like, holy shit. And the instructions to build them is shit.
Yeah.
So they're taking me, like, maybe 40 minutes to build each.
Really? What? No.
There were massive sprues with, like, maybe, like, 50 components on each sprue.
For a little 15mm tank?
Yeah. So, Jesus, man. And you're selling this as a box set.
They could be two cast pieces. They could be turret and body.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, so it's like... You're trying to sell this as like a box set in like Toys R Us. People take it home and go, I can't build this shit, mate. So I built two of them. When it's finished, I'll tell you what the game's like. Cause, my hobby time's been eating up building tech. I thought about just using the stuff I already got, like the resin and metal stuff, but I can't find it. That's with everything in my life. I can't find anything. I was due to play Eric at Flames of War, but I couldn't find the stuff.
Oh, I see. That's all right. I was going to ask about that, yeah.
Couldn't find the stuff. And the other thing is I found a game on...
Did you play something else against Eric?
Played Marvel.
Oh, Marvel, yeah.
I am Groot. So I played the Guardians with Doctor Doom.
Yeah, that's not exactly what I used.
He's a bit of a pain in the arse, but he's good.
Yeah, he's good, Doctor Doom. Yeah, yeah.
But he doesn't play well with others.
No. he's no hero.
At all.
Yeah.
I am Groot. But Groot was fantastic until some wanker alternative corporate Superman came down with a...
Black Adam?
No. There's a Marvel guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Corporate Superman.
Yeah.
Equivalent.
Yep.
Came in and flew 15 and then blew everything up.
Because we're finding in the Marvel game is the DC side is leaving the Marvel behind.
Right.
Like, they're not... Like, you should only really play Marvel versus Marvel.
Okay. Yeah. So you haven't seen this guy from the... what were they called? Dark Avengers, is that them?
Dark Avengers. Oh, I know who you mean.
It's like basically Superman, but he's not Superman.
He's holding a skull in his hand, isn't he? A sentry.
Yeah. So he flew in and he did 5 damage to everything within 5.
Boom!
That's a lot, man.
Yeah.
And it was flaming, so yeah. Groot took 10 damage. And he was right in the middle of my team.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you kill him, he comes back.
Yeah, yeah. Totally fresh.
And can do it again.
Totally fresh, yep.
And you're going, shit. So it was good. I did some tactics. I used my wargaming as well as I could. So I took him out. I activate, because I've got strategy. You know, I've got your mastermind and this and that. So I went first. Yeah. I could have killed him at the end of turn 2, but I didn't. I killed him first activation turn 3.
Yeah.
So now he doesn't come back till turn 5.
That's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was good. The game is good. Game's solid. Lots of fun.
Yeah, it's really good fun.
I was a little bit perturbed about how, if you go after the Reds, which are once a game activity, if you go after them early, because if you get your characters into pink, there's no way out of it. So every turn,
there's very little healing, and there's almost none healing in the game. So it is a danger. But you're always playing a scenario, and you've got to look. Like, what are you trying to do? Right. Like, a lot of them don't involve killing the enemy, but they will involve your men being spread out in the right places.
So, like, once you get... It doesn't take a lot of damage to get to pink.
No.
And then every turn, you potentially go to sleep.
Yeah, sadly.
And if you've got shitty stamina.
Right? Yeah, but some have really good stamina.
They do, and I like the Guardians. They performed well.
Yeah, they were good fun. It's a really solid game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am Groot. And then finally, I like card games. I like role-playing games. There was a role-playing game called Pathfinder, which you may not know the history of how Pathfinder existed, but in 3rd edition Dungeons & Dragons, they decided to start using, like, have you seen these open gaming licenses? So you basically make a game that everybody can port in.
Yeah.
What do they call it? OpenGL or some open game license. But what they didn't realise is then this Pathfinder just decided to do that commercially.
Oh.
So they built a whole company out of D&D 3rd edition.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, right.
It's better than D&D. So anyway, there's a card game, which is like a living card game. Mm-hmm. And there's a port of that onto the Android and PC. And that's really good. I've been playing that. It's really hard. You might enjoy it. Mm. It's good.
Cool.
I bought that online. It came out yesterday on the PC. And I've been
at the moment for PC, I'm just like waiting with bated breath for Total War Warhammer 2. Oh.
Skaven.
Lisman. High Elves, Dark Elves.
Not to me.
But what I really want is the one campaign. Like the one huge map. And I've started playing an online campaign against Phil.
You will?
Yeah.
Not Janice.
No. But but it's good. I mean, I was kind of kicking his ass a bit in the last one, so he might want to restart, but that's fine. It's all good laugh.
Good for you. That's definitely a good thing. In the evenings you can find a couple of hours to play something like that,
because I can have the baby strapped to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Right, so that's the week in wargames. It's been quite exciting.
Yes, so, and obviously, in wargaming in general, the big news is of the Avalanche, the oncoming mass of 40k, which is released tomorrow.
Yeah, houses.
And I have here the June's White Dwarf, which is all about 8th edition 40k. It's you can easily say that this edition of this box game they are putting out, GW, is the best box game starting set they've ever done. You know, because the hardback book is exactly the same what you buy off the shelf. You're not getting a short, smaller version.
The little A5 softback thing.
It is the hardback of the rules. So if you're interested in either of the side of the models at all, it's worth picking up the box set. You know, and the rules look it's pretty good. There's one or two, because some people in our club have started playing 8th edition now because the rules...
Already?
Because the rules have been leaked and stuff. So, and there isn't many to download, is there, really? And there is something which is same in AOS, which I'm like, oh, you can do that. If you can fly, you can back off from combat. Like, if you're trapped in combat. Combat isn't as strong as it used to be.
Hand to hand, yeah.
So, and there's ways to get out of it. So, like, there was quite a bad game played between an Orcs list and Tau. And basically, the Tau can back up and shoot as quick as the Orcs could advance.
Ooh.
So it's just, but that's the same. That was the same problem in 7th as well. Actually,
you don't move any faster when you charge, then.
Oh, you. I'm not sure, but like it's in terms of like the Orcs couldn't get up to them in close combat, and the Tau were blowing them away at ranged. Now, that's fun. Now, yeah, so...
it's like playing against your Sigma.
But now, were they playing a scenario? I don't know. And the guy playing Orcs admitted, like, I wasn't playing very well. Like, I wasn't thinking about what I was doing. So I think it's going to be a game where you need... you need transport vehicles.
Do you know if you can shoot and attack in combat? And can you shoot out of combat like you can in Age of Sigmar?
That's why I don't know. Off the top of my head.
Yeah, that would be the thing that kills it for me if they start doing stupid shit like, I'm fighting here. Because I've tied you up in combat, that's what I need to do.
Yeah.
Can't have you shooting out at other stuff while you're...
I don't know off the top of my head.
So hopefully they haven't gone down that route.
Yeah, but we'll... I say, the models, the production of the book, the main book, looks fantastic. The models themselves look fantastic. And this is, I said before in the last podcast, this is mainstream. This is the mainstream of wargaming. Well, 40K.
This is your gateway.
And by simplifying the rules, making them more similar to AOS, that's GW's game system. I stand by to be impressed.
Okay. Another thing that's in here, because I've had a little flip through, is the new reboot of Necromunda. Mordheim,
which is Age of Sigmar Skirmish. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, it's cheap enough rulebook for £6, but I'm not sure the models really float my boat that they're showing
off. There's two. The thing with Age of Sigmar is that the aesthetic of it is so different that if they're old Warhammer models, they just do not look in the right compared to the more newer stuff. And the model count in general of numbers of models is much lower in AOS than Warhammer used to be. So it's like there's an army featured in that White Dwarf. In fact, John Webb's got some models in that.
I saw his little he showed on Facebook.
Yeah,
his, what are they called? The Chompy
Squigs?
Squig Riders.
Yeah. Squig Riders. Yeah. So there's a army featured in there which is mostly old Orc and Goblin models, and they just don't look right compared to the new stuff. You know, like they're just the design is far too. They're the same race, but the design has gone way beyond them.
Yeah, it's not, we've said it a million times. It's not the fantasy that I love. I'm sure
it is. Yeah, that you just skip past it. That's it there.
Oh, look at those beautiful night goblins, man. And the spider riders. And the squigs. A herd of squigs. And then you look at the modern stuff. Mm. They look like space orcs.
Yeah, exactly.
Way too much armor. Like, ridiculous amounts of armor.
But that's the thing, is like, you've got a goblin there, armed with a little spear, and he's poking his nose or something. And it's like, that's what he's got. And how can you have a game system where you've got that guy and, on the same table is a dwarf packing an assault cannon?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, it's just like, that's not even close to
me. You've got this spider rider. Yeah. And you've got like, Las cannon or something.
Just like, that spear. Look, it's like, it'd be like the British Empire when they first met, like, tribes in Africa. They're just like, they've got spears. I'm like,
it's just way too much armour on these models, generally. But yeah, it is where it is. It's not going to go back, man, so...
No.
I think maybe somebody somewhere will find a way to port the old stuff into this. Or maybe they give you lists for all the old stuff. I don't know.
I mean, as I said before...
I don't want to play against Sigmarines, mate. I don't want to do it. It would hurt my sensibilities.
Oh, yeah, Age of it. No. I mean...
So
I'd be interested to hear how Dan and Rids... Like, they go, two of them are off to play an Age of Sigmar tournament. I'd be interested to hear what they think of it when they come back. If they haven't already played.
Where are they going? Is it South Coast GT or something?
Something like that, yeah.
That's the premier event, so...
And I'll do the Primus Marines for 8th Ed and just see what because it'll allow me to play a few people I haven't played at games in ages, because there's never been something that we're both playing. With a small army like that, there aren't going to be many models on the table. Yeah, like I'm only going to take the things I'm interested in. I like if I don't like any vehicles they do for these Primus Marines, I probably wouldn't take any anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fine.
Like, so we're still doing swapsies on the box, yeah?
Yeah, I'm happy with that. Yeah.
So just to let people know, I'm taking the Nurgle.
Yeah.
So I've got two sets of Nurgle, and Paul's going to have two sets of
Primus Marines.
The new Marines.
Because I haven't got old Marines to throw away. You know, like...
you've got a lot of Marines up there, but they're 30k. There's plenty of Marines there. Yeah, okay, so that's what we're going to do, and we'll see what the game's like.
Yeah.
I can't promise that if we do a YouTube video, they'll be painted, because I don't paint that quick.
No. they might be primed a colour.
I ain't going to pay to get painted.
They're doing a Death Guard spray. You could prime that.
I don't mind paying people to paint.
I'm probably going to pick up that colour anyway to spray my Lizardmen, so I could spray your Death Guard at the same time.
Mm-hmm. You can't beat this game. So when you look at this beautiful Griffin model here, look at him. He's a fantastic thing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there was a moment in this YouTube... We're talking about Walmart. So there was a moment in this YouTube battle report today where I just took the camera and I was just like... We just had this moment of the game where the orcs are rushing forward and we just had a battle line across the table. And I just wanted to show... try to show on the camera because it just looks great. Like, I was like, just look at this. Like... Yeah.
So we do talk about other games, do play other games, but at the end of the day, it's all about Warmaster.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. So, right, Mr. KR.
KR, yes.
We've got our...
So we have prizes. Our prize support here. They've sent us three lovely cases, a small, medium and large one. The medium one, I think, will easily take an army. Most armies.
Sure.
And that's great. They're cardboard cases with foam, coloured foam inserts. This is what these ones are packing.
And they're pretty sturdy. If you don't know who KR are, they're like... if you were going to design a case... That's cheap and economical and sturdy and does everything you want in a case and stackable. These are the cases.
Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So and they're not very expensive. So thank you, KR, and get on and buy some KR, people.
Yep.
Right, so...
Army review, orcs.
Do you want to talk about the game?
Okay, yeah, so the game. So basically...
Oh, just review first.
Review first. Okay, so who are the orcs?
I don't know. There's now, bad men.
Now, you want me to do fluff bombs again, is that right?
Well, it'd be reasonable to assume that people aren't going to go back to episode 3.
Yeah, okay. So I have fluff here. Do you want me to read it out?
Well, can you not summarise it,
yeah,
sir?
Yeah, I can summarise it. Okay, so... Who are the orcs? Right.
In my mind, orcs is just like bad men that get born out of bubbles. Bubbles of what are they come out of eggs.
That's the Lord of the Rings.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, in my mind that's what they're doing. They dig them out of the mountain or wherever the frig they come from.
So the
fluff is it not like a spawn? Is it not like a
spores?
Yeah. And then they come out of eggs or something.
So the fluff that I have here,
and like fighting,
says orcs.
Orcsies.
Orcs. Once orcs in like before men got like civilized and ruled the whole of the old world as well as lands far to the east and south, and the tribes were always fighting each other, and they were pretty more savage orcs than the orcs you have right now.
These are domesticated orcs.
More domesticated. These happily bloodthirsty state of affairs lasted until the human tribes united together with the dwarves to drive the orcs from the lands west of the Weldredge Mountains. Subsequently, orcs tribes were mostly to be found in the Badlands to the south of the Old World. It doesn't say where orcs come from, as in, like, they just are.
Where are the women orcs?
Who knows? So, orcs are the largest and more ferocious of the green-skinned races that dominate the smaller goblins and snotlings almost completely. Despite this, many independent goblin tribes continue to live deep in the forests and mountains of the Old World, as well in the Weldredge Mountains and beyond. So, the smaller greenskins are far better adapted to life below ground and in dense forests, hence why they're smarter and more nimble-fingered than orcs. This is why orc tribes always use goblin slaves to make armour and weapons and do such practical stuff, as orcs either can't be bothered or just don't understand.
Like cook. Yeah. Cook, little one.
The smallest of these creatures are called snotlings, tiny sub-goblins that live occasionally amongst and their larger relatives and are occasionally pressed into simple tasks, but for the most part are regarded as pests, treated like pets or enthusiastically eaten. For all greenskins are cannibals, though they prefer human flesh when they can get it. The orc way of life is war. Every orc measures his worth by the numbers of enemy he has slain, and also by the number of friends, for orcs fight each other all the time. By fighting, it sounds like politicians. By fighting, they establish which of them is the best and is reflected in their curious metabolism. The more dominant an orc becomes, the bigger he grows, so it's always easiest to see which orcs are in charge and who is the boss. Just look for the big guy.
So he gets bigger by eating people?
And by being successful, they grow bigger.
Okay.
So they win more battles.
Ego, yeah?
Yeah, it's basically... It's
the power of ego.
So they grow bigger as they do well. It's all quite... Yeah.
Well.
All orcs want to be the biggest and best, and the surest way to achieve this is to follow the biggest orc and share in their success.
Yeah.
Because of the top chieftains are continually fighting off rivals, their reign does not usually last very long, nor is there any shortage of strong young orcs waiting to take a fallen chieftain's place. Thus, orc society is a genuine meritocracy, where it's always
meritocracy,
where the best always rise to the top and stay there only so long as they can fight off the opposition.
Brilliant.
There are untold number of orc tribes in the world, and there are almost I can't know that word. Anyway, they survive by a process of raiding and despoiling. If one chieftain proves very successful in respect, other chieftains will quickly throw in their lot with this up-and-coming warlord, and that leads to a wah.
Wah!
a great evasion of this kind. The great number of orcs that make up the Wehr generates a kind of unstoppable enthusiasm that sends the Greens into a spree of killing and looting, and only ends once the leader of the Wehr has been slain. Because orcs understand little or nothing of concepts such as retreat, consolidation, or holding territory, it's inevitable that a Wehr will run out of steam eventually. The only question is how much destruction it can cause first. And that's who orcs are. You know, so they normally... a bit bigger than... well, they obviously grow to be bigger than human, as in much bigger than humans, but yeah. Your average orc is bigger than a human, and the goblin is like a large child, you know, size. Kind of.
And they're obviously good at fighting, because that's all they do.
That's all they do, yeah.
Unless you're going into the Age of Sigmar, they don't wear very much armour. Even the bestest orcs have only got, like, five of them.
Yeah, yeah, so they're not known for packing heavy, heavy armour. I mean, Black Orcs are an exception because they're like almost like a separate race, really. And they were like engineered by Chaos Dwarves, if that's the fluff that you have to hand. So they're just like, you're classic bad guys. They're fun loving. They're like, if we dies, we come back to have another goes. They always seem to be sounding Cockney for some reason.
I don't know why that is, but I'm not arguing.
And they just have this really funny attitude, which I find very, very, very likable in them. Like, especially Skarsgård is a really good character, who's a goblin chieftain, goblin warlord, and he's just hilarious.
Skarsgård.
He's like...
which one's
the
he?
Guy's the big pet squig.
Oh, yeah.
He's just a funny character.
Yeah. I like the guy with the pet mm-hmm. squig.
Yeah.
That's what I'd have if I was going to have a pet squig.
The way your voices are in, like, Total War and stuff is quite hilarious.
Now, for all their strengths... they like to fight. Mm-hmm. They also have the biggest weakness of any army in Warmaster, and they're singularly punished with this said weakness.
Yeah, no. Oh, goblins.
Yeah, but they're not even a real race, are they?
They're not even a real faction.
They only came out if somebody wanted some more goblins.
Yeah. So basically, the orcs' major weakness is their command 8, a general,
which is horrific.
Yeah. So their collection of characters, they do, plus point, they do get two types of wizards, so it allows them to have four wizards in a list.
Okay, that's a plus point.
But they're command 8 general, command 8 hero, 7 orc shaman, 7 goblin heroes. They have two types of heroes as well.
They do.
And they also have a command 6 goblin shaman. But they are probably the most to benefit out of playing Warmaster Revolution.
Truth. Mm-hmm. True that, sir.
Yes, because all those failed orders, and there'll be plenty of failed orders, at least you get some to move something, to react.
Okay, and we'll talk through any other changes that have either been made or are due to be made as we go.
Yeah.
So, do you want to start at the top?
Orc Warriors, are 4-4, 4-3-6, 60 points. You must take 2 of 1,000, so you're going to take 4 at least.
At least.
And they're quite a good price, really. 60 points for 4 attacks.
No. 5 on the charge.
5 on the charge. The other 60 point unit would be 3-3-5, one less attack and one.
Unless you're Skaven.
What? Yeah. So that's a good
entry rate.
Level,
good
basic
rate.
Troop. Yeah.
It's a good rate. I've seen people who was at Christoph.
Yep.
Had millions of them.
Yeah.
I think he had like 12 units.
They're
of them.
Spammable. They're at the low enough points to be, and they're effective enough to be.
A spammable. Brigade of those in column dishes out some pain.
Dishes out some. Will hit hard before it all goes away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
So the next one is Black Orcs.
Okay. So
which are 4-4-5 with 110 points and min maximum is 1. No min.
True. These are basically ogre bulls without the negatrait.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So they're good.
Yeah, they are very good. I mean, they're only limited by the maximum of 1, so you can only have 2 in an army.
But they're almost the cost of 2 units of orcs.
Almost, yeah.
But
they
is a lot.
But they bring another hit and another armor point for that, so they do last a lot more.
Have a place. I'm not arguing, but if you were being spammy, again, you could just send more orcs.
Yeah, send more, almost twice as much. Goblins are infantry, and 2 attacks with 1 shooting at range, which is going to be range 15, but they can. They can't shoot at 30, 60. They can, but they're range 15.
Whatever rules you don't want them to have, they've got
3 hits, no armor, 30 points. Got to take at least 2. Now, I would say that in the collection of an Orc and Goblin list, it would be worth having 5 units, because sometimes 30 points is better spent on having another point unit to have another break point. So it's worth having 5.
Yeah,
around.
What I would say is an improvement that's happened is you always get 1 dice.
Yes.
So a game in the Triwizards, a couple of Triwizards ago, I hit Janus in the flank with a dragon.
Yeah.
And his goblins had no say, no attacks. They always get one there.
Yeah, they always get one.
Always get one.
I mean, what goblins do just as well as anybody else is support. They can support trolls. They can support anything. You've got to have four units at least, and you might end up having five to build an army list. And they have a role, really. They can. I mean, a lot of people, if they're taking the artillery pieces, they tend to use the goblins as blinkers as well. And they can. Some goblins can stand next to artillery pieces and give them a bit of like aiming, basically.
A bit of protection.
Bit of protection as well.
You're not losing many points. You are losing break, though, unfortunately.
They, like, as a side to this really weak unit in other lists, like ogres, these do have a place, because in the nobblers, struggle to support ogres, don't they, in fighting?
Well, they're not allowed to.
They're not allowed to. So, but here, these goblins can. So,
I mean, that's another thing about how bad nobblers are. Jesus. There are so few jobs you can actually... All you can literally do is put them in a wood.
Yeah.
And pray.
So, trolls, infantry, 5 attacks, 3 hits, 5 up armour, 110 points, minimum nothing, maximum 3. You can get a lot. They are stupid, so they're always taking a -1 command penalty. And they have a regenerate, unique rule, regenerating, which means doesn't affect combat res, but they are regain a wound at the end of each round of combat.
That's good.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, the problem is, trolls are the biggest winners of Warmaster Revolution, is in before Revolution, trolls, you just couldn't take them in an Orc and Goblin list.
I found it hard.
Yeah, like, just because you haven't got command anyway, and you've got one something with purposely negatives anyway. Here, you can build a very heavy troll brigade. 2 trolls maybe supported, or 4 trolls.
4 trolls,
in
my way. Was that 440? 460?
Yeah, and they are solid. I mean, 5 attacks with a 5 up armour is a really good stat line. Because it's like other things that have 5 attacks normally have no armour.
Like and
the regen's they can act on initiative. So as long as they get close, they can start working for you. But the problem is they would never get anywhere in the previous edition of the game. Now, they can at least move forward 10 every turn.
Yeah, there was a famous game at the beginning, maybe game 2, maybe game 3, that we played at the podcast. And I put them in a wood.
Yeah, troll wood.
And they never got out of the wood in the whole game. Because that -2 command, and back then, there was no free half move.
No.
They just never got out. You just moved away from them, and they were stuck in this wood.
Troll wood. I never went in there.
It's so annoying.
Yeah,
now you can even stick a wizard on them. All right, so you're rolling a 5. Does Mally fail? Move 10.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
I think rolled a 6 and a 5, and they were in my lines.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the thing. Orcs do have a lot of cheap here. I mean, their cheapest character is 30 points for a Goblin Shaman.
Yeah, he's
command 6. Yeah? Okay, so he orders a brigade of trolls at best on a 5. So, who cares? Like, as long as he's dedicated to doing that, then you move them forward.
Eventually they'll get in range.
Yeah, exactly. Eventually you can react with them, they can move 10, and they will get into initiative range sooner or later. And if you set them up in lines, they'll get a supporting charge as well.
Yeah.
So, ogres. Now, this is something I wouldn't mind if we were going to change the orcs list more, like in a future review.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind deleting the ogres from the Orc and Goblin list. Just because I just don't see they really should be there. But anyway, they're infantry with 4, 4, 5 and 105. But we changed,
they are 105.
They're 105 still. They didn't get changed.
No change.
So yeah, and they have a.
The problem was that in the ogre list, they were 110. Right,
yeah, 110.
Check that.
And they have a negative trait where they must charge humans, which is basically it leaves you a bit open. What is a man? But it gives you some examples, but it can't list everything. Obviously, what is a man?
So. It's strange that in a list full of heavy infantry, they get more. A bit like Chaos. They don't really need ogres.
Yeah.
But they got them. So what do you do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to ruin people's lists.
From when this Orc and Goblin list was originally written, ogres were like a mercenary unit that could go in Empire and were taken. Also, get Orcs and Goblins. So that's why they're there. But personally, I just don't see. Like, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't mind if they went and something else was put in, or maybe they were just deleted anyway. Because I don't know.
You could have, what could you have? You could have Snotling Swarm or something, some kind of shooting cover.
Yeah, you could have, you could have like a squig unit.
Could. Or, yeah. What were those? Were they Snotlings? The ones they used to go on a 40 by 40 base?
Pump wagons?
No. It's like a unit of like.
Oh, yeah, swarms, yeah, Snotlings, yeah.
Swarm. And they were
You're talking about Warhammer. Yeah.
Yeah, just to be shot at.
Yeah, Snotlings.
Yeah. And they didn't get driven back.
So it could be like a swarm unit.
of chaos. Yeah, so they got demons.
Like rat swarm unit.
Rat swarm. Yeah. So they don't do anything on their own. They're just shit. They just get shot at.
Yeah, yeah. But
because today you had to put a proper unit of boar boys to get shot at.
Yeah, well, that's because my build didn't have any wolf riders at the hand.
Or snotling swarms.
Or something. Well, yeah, maybe. So maybe delete. That's interesting. Delete the ogres and put in a swarm unit, but it's snotlings.
We will see.
Boar riders, the orcs heavy cavalry, which is 4-3-5 for 110 points. No min max.
They're good, but they go away quick.
Yeah, when you compare them, when they stand up to their classic opponent of Empire Knights, it seems the armor tells more than the attacks do, doesn't it?
Really? Yeah, I think it does in general.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're not charging.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of attacks is good, but. More the army you're using all the time. Attacks you can affect, like being flanked and stuff. But armor is always there. So even at worst, the Empire could theoretically tank everything because it's likely it can happen when they've got four up. Wolf Riders are another cavalry unit which are two attacks with a goblin mounted goblin specialty 2-1-3 with a 6 up armor because they're mounted, and no min max, and they're 60 points. They're dirt cheap. So,
they're not Chaos Hounds cheap.
No, they're not Chaos Hounds because they have that. They're increased in points because they have a shooting attack and they have 6 up armor.
Yeah.
But they are cheap cavalry still. They're very light cavalry. They fill a role in orcs for scouting for orcs and goblins, and like they are a good things for if in my build I would have had some wolf riders. Mm-hmm. And it would even then who'd been catching cannonballs first. Yeah,
Jim uses them. He puts them either side of the rock wall.
Or they're very good, yes, in a kind of non-cavalry role, which is standing there to defensive fire.
Yeah, rock lobbers.
It's a bit weird.
Yeah, mm. They're good. They're surprisingly good at that.
Yeah. We have Wolf Chariots, which are 3-3-6, a chariot entry. For 80 points, you can have at most 6 in a 2,000-point army. They have the chariot bonus, obviously, so they can roll in for 5 attacks in the open. They only have armour of 6, so they're unlikely to do 2. They're unlikely to fight 2 engagements in a game, but they can hit hard for 80 points.
It's interesting that they only get that 15-point discount for losing a point of armour, because 95 is your normal chariot with 5.
I mean, we've spoken about it before about looking for this chariot rule, how much should it be pointed. But in this army list, it's not like they have an equivalent. They're not like, oh, why would I take chariot? Why would I take boar riders when I could take chariots? Because they are two different. Like, there's 30 points between them.
Yeah, it's plenty of difference.
Yeah,
you definitely have a mix of both.
Yeah. Now your giant, your monster,
your
8-5, 150 points with his own unique rules of having his own giant goes wild chart. He causes terror and stuff. I mean, this is the zaniness of orcs and goblins. You like. I enjoy using a giant because it's fun.
I've used two in the past.
Basically, every time you fail an order with a giant, it has its own wild chart, and that is crazy what he can do. He might end up charging like enemy and double attacks and distance for fantastic hitting power, but equally, you can attack your own stuff, which you did in this game today.
You've got to be very careful how you use them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you weren't particularly careful when I used him. I remember the first time I used him, I left him behind my lines. Yeah. That ain't so good. You order him early and you get him out on a flank.
Yeah.
Facing away from your ship.
Yeah, so you can't see any of your own stuff. It is random because they interact with table edges as well, one of their results. So it is just... But
then you're making him the nearest table edge, one that went tits up for you.
Yeah.
There's nothing between him and that table edge, apart from enemy.
The thing is,
maybe.
Nav, who played with his Orcs and Goblins came with, like, he would use giants, and he just gets so lucky with giants. They just come in on 6s because they went crazy. They do so much damage, and they take none back, and they'd just be a terror. But, I mean...
I haven't seen it when I've used them.
Yeah, it's never happened for me. So, the Orcs and Goblins artillery piece is a rock lover, which does 3 shooting attacks with no armour for 75 points. Now, we have... Revolution changes come into here where they're allowed to fire blind, so they can. So if they can see nothing, they can shoot indirectly to hit on 6s at whatever the closest thing is within range 60.
Yeah.
They don't allow armor saves on their hits. So orcs and goblins suffer from a not as effective artillery piece by itself.
Yeah,
and they don't have decent. You could combine it with some sneaky wolf rider fire, which if they get close enough, but they don't. Basically, they don't have a range 30 infantry shooting unit to combine with artillery pieces. So
they have spells.
If you take rock lobbers, you need to combine them with something else to be really effective.
And those six shots will normally take a stand, on average.
Yeah.
A stand's not bad.
Yeah, it's a choice in
a build. It's not a cannon, though.
No, you can't take one, so it's a choice in a build whether you're going to sink 150 points into
plus
two
plus protection for them. But you can't leave them unprotected.
You need protection as well, but you might have that protection regardless anyway because you have built a core. You have to have your core troops.
Yeah.
So it's debate. I mean, it's really a case with us where it's not comparing them obviously to cannons. Is it because the cannons need to be upgraded in points actually?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But I don't know if they've had. I mean, people talk about how much better they are at 3,000 points, and you get three of them and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the problem is the other guy's got three cannons.
Yeah, three cannons. Oh my god! Like, no question.
Cannons is bad. Three cannons is ridiculous.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Nothing's living.
Not even in lines, it'll just get splatted. Right. So then we go on to their collection of characters. The general, which we sort of spoke about, which are poor command across the board. They can get a Wyvern mount, which is a terror plus two attack, standard points, and a chariot for 10 points plus one attack, like a point, magic upgrade, with one or two restrictions to movement. The orc spells, they have a tacky spell, Foot of Gork, which
very
would do
good.
Six attacks, which is very nice.
I've ring of magic that
yeah,
in the past.
Yeah, it's worth ringing.
Six attacks.
Ring of magicking.
So on average dice, we'll get rid of said rock lobber.
Yep. Out said cannon, make it
well, half cannon.
Yeah, yeah.
You might be lucky, you might get a hold.
Gotcha is the 30 centimeter line, three attacks along the line.
That's good.
Standard spell. Geroff is the most debatable one, which he had a rules clarification just to clarify exactly its wording, essentially. But it pushes a unit back.
And you roll one dice and times that one dice by six.
Back five times d6 centimetres.
It's written.
And that's,
but English is debatable.
No, yeah, yeah. And
five times one d6.
If that was a six, they wouldn't be confused automatically, would they? If you rolled that, if the right dice roll was a six.
Yeah, you're confused.
Yeah, so it was right. It's true, the same way as a drive, but yeah, except that direction is established, the shortest route to the table.
Same way as a drive back.
Yeah.
So if you roll a six on that drive back die,
they are confused. Yeah. But they're going back 30 anyway.
That took forever to fight about.
Yeah.
But people might not like the fact that that's what it does.
Yeah.
But the English is.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what the English says.
So it doesn't destroy a unit of infantry then, would it? Because it pushed them back over their movement.
No, I don't think you can be destroyed from it. It actually says that, doesn't it?
Yeah, except that the direction is established. Drag from shooting, except the direction is established by turning the shortest route to the table edge. It cannot be routed. Yeah, it does say that there.
Yeah.
And then Wah is a very easy to cast 4 plus spell, which is plus one attack to each stand of green things.
Even if you paint your trolls green, sir, they don't
not
count.
Not green, yeah.
Green ogres, green trolls.
So
no, sir.
The spell list, so the strong point of an Orc and Goblin list is the four casters with quite a decent spell list.
But you only took three, because you're Paul.
Yeah.
You didn't spam Geroff.
No.
That's what I do. Turn one, turn off.
I know you would.
Turn two, get off.
I know you
turn
would.
Turn three, get off.
Mm-hmm.
Four, get offs.
Yeah.
That's 1.3 a turn. Over three turns,
no,
four
say,
of
like,
them.
The build I put in today was four orc warriors, four goblins, two black orcs, four trolls, three boars, two chariots, a giant. That's it. And a collection of characters. Hero, general, orc shaman, goblin hero. I would like to have. It was basically only breakpoint 10, and these guys need more breakpoints. So I would have dropped two unit trolls down and gotten maybe four units of more orcs in there,
maybe
some more goblins as well, mixture. And if I wanted to use the giant, I might have kept him, but I could have dropped him for more units.
I'm not a big fan of giants.
Yeah, exactly. So I would have had more units. You want to push an orc army up to like breakpoint 11, 12, personally.
Yeah, I think so. I think mm-hmm. so. And the tail of the game, because we've gone quite long. We've already nearly done an hour.
Yeah.
And I know we've got stuff to do today. So the tail of the game, if you're playing against Empire or Dwarves and the cannons are still on pitch, like turn 5-6, you're losing that.
Yeah, because basically orcs don't have a flying unit and they just don't have, and they don't have good command, so they're unlikely to get a sweeping 90-centimetre cavalry move. They just don't have that thing that can go out there and take the artillery off. Like flyers.
Yeah, and over time they just wear you out, artillery.
Yeah.
Everything's losing a stand
like
here back. And
if they had like a decent light cavalry, like pistoliers.
Don't even like pistoliers.
No, I'm just saying, like if they had a pistolier unit and they had better command, you might get away with a rush of light cavalry into artillery. You're trading them off.
I'd take your wolf riders over pistoliers, but the problem is you've got no command.
Yeah.
It all boils down to this. As bent as elves are.
Yeah, yeah.
orcs are underpowered because of the very same reason. That one to your general's leadership makes all the difference.
Yeah, so at a future review of the army, there could
be... I don't think there's any appetite for it. People want to...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
People want them to be shit. But that's something interesting,
because there's been like, with people trying to improve a goblin list. But, like, on the one hand, as I say, so we should have some lists that are just bad, aren't they? And just not as good as others. But some people have argued, oh, we want them to be all level.
We can't, because one's got leadership 8, and one's got leadership 10.
Well, I know.
Whatever. And you don't pay any more for... The problem is, like, I'm a leadership 9, or even 8, general.
Yeah.
My knight still costs 110 points. I'm a leadership 10 general. My knight still costs 110 points. I can make them move and do a lot more than you can.
Sadly.
And I still pay the same points.
Yeah.
So
yep.
That is the inherent strength and weakness of this game. It's like, your general's very important.
Yep.
Orcs' general's pretty shit.
Yeah, but he just doesn't train, doesn't learn, does he?
He doesn't want to learn.
All he's learned is by hitting things, and he's gotten better at hitting things. That doesn't make a good command cadre. He hasn't gone to school and like studied the classics, the classics of battles and tactics. He's just hit
Drink
things
eat.
With his we hit things with his fists more than anything else.
So at the end of the day. They are what
they're
they are.
Organized.
But they won the Swedish tournament recently. But
really?
They didn't use revolution rules, I don't think.
Okay. Right.
And I think they had, or maybe they
That's
did.
Even more impressive. Then.
I think they did, but they had other house rules that were taking precedence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like a full port in of all the army lists and all the stuff. Mm-hmm. But I like orcs. They've got better. They needed to get better.
Oh,
they got better.
Yeah. And certainly for me as a member of the committee, like I would want to also try and make them even better as well.
Just give him a leadership 9 general.
That would be the biggest thing. But as I say, like, and I don't see the need for an ogres in there. Because
well, ogre's got leadership 9 general. How's
ogres as a unit.
Yeah, but how is an ogre, tyrant or whatever they're called, any more switched on than a Black Orc war boss?
He's not really, is he?
No. Nah,
yeah.
He's just a bit bigger.
Yeah.
Just as stupid and
He hasn't
aggressive.
He's not organised, he hasn't gone to school.
That's So that would be the. I mean, I've actually talked about in the past just not having a general at all, just having you as the general, and just removing it from the or giving everybody a leadership 9 general for free.
Oh, so just
removing that tier completely.
Oh, everybody has 9.
Yeah, and maybe it's free, so you don't have to pay for it in every list. So it allows more flexibility.
Oh, that would be interesting
because
that
would tone down the elves and it would bring up the orcs.
Yeah.
I mean, it would make everybody kind of the same, but there are a lot of differences. There aren't many armies that have leadership 10 or 8.
Yeah, it's true.
There's only 4, I think, or 5, including goblins.
Dwarves, dark elves, high elves.
And goblins and orcs down the bottom.
1, 2, 3, 5.
Yeah, in total. That's all it is. 5.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? Yeah.
Everybody else is 9 anyway.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right, 5 out of 23.
So maybe you could do something special for elves, like have one turn where they get a bonus 1 to the first order or something.
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. In fact, you said it recently. When you play with elves, it feels dirty.
Yeah, it does.
Because, like, I've played elves with just, like, literally a hero and a dragon and a general.
Yeah.
And the hero and the dragon goes fighting and the general orders everything on his own.
Else, yeah.
On his own.
Yeah.
Here we go, boys.
Carefully placed and does everything else. Yeah.
Because as long as you can roll a 10, you only need 1 order off most stuff. 2 orders if you're going in.
Mm. That's strange, because dark elves, with their alternative blunder all, which can affect command, that's like kind of lessens down. Like, that is a potential to like them to really suffer, like dropping characters. No, other, it's a great rule, but it's like it's weird, isn't it?
We have to mitigate it with that magic item.
Because you could say high elves could have the same rule, except they're not killing the characters. The characters just refuse and leave.
Back when I used to play fantasy,
that would be politics for high elves.
Do you remember this?
Yeah,
you might remember it. It's like 6th edition or something. You used to, before the game, you used to line up all
your characters
and you had to randomise who was the general.
Who's in charge? Yeah. Okay, like politics of the court.
Yeah. So it was like, oh shit, the wizards.
Yeah.
My leadership 8 wizard is my general.
Yeah.
With his 27, I think they allowed you to have unlimited command. But there was no general. Leadership 10 general.
Mm.
It could be anybody.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Anyway.
There's lots to think about in the future. Yeah, definitely.
So just talking crap. So we've done, I think, I've got to admit, it's 2 o'clock now. We started at 10, so that's 4 hours in. Yeah. I haven't had lunch.
Yeah, so
I've got shopping to do before I pick up the kids.
Hannah will want me to look after the baby.
I can hear him. So we're probably going to have to call it there. I don't know how long the podcast is, probably an hour.
We've got 50 minutes.
Oh, the plus there was a section at the front.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that will be it for this week. We'll hopefully do another game next week. I'm not sure what it is. We've got about another month before the big holiday.
Yeah.
And then things will change over the big holiday. So, yeah. Maybe we'll do Orksies against something else.
Yeah. Plenty of scope.
Okay, so that was the War Master podcast episode
63. So basically, takeaways are Orks have gotten a lot better in Revolution. Yeah, you should try them out, but they're still weak in terms of like compared to some other armies, but they're a lot better than they ever used to be.
Yeah, and bring more stuff, Paul, next time.
Yeah, that's what I want.
And when I win, we'll go out for dinner.
Okay.
All right. That was War Master podcast episode 63. Paul Barry.
See you later.